from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Are you ready for Ohio State, Michigan? Not once, but maybe twice. And heck, why not? I can envision some scenarios where it's 3 times. What would that do to the rivalry? We'll talk about that and so much more with our next guest on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We welcome in the incomparable Doug Lemerese from Kings of the North. Doug, so happy to have you on, and it means we are getting closer to college football. What's going on, Doug?
Great to be with you, fellas. And yeah, we just got back from Big Ten Media Days, and that is the official launch of college football season. We went and talked, and now they're going to start practicing soon.
All right. How weird was it with how many teams are there again? Are there 18?
18.
I mean, how bizarre was that? I mean, we know about the UCLA, unfortunately, the Deshaun Foster situation, which went south in a hurry, maybe not quite ready for prime time. But overall, you've done a lot of these media days. What was that like?
Yeah, well, it went from 2 days to 3, so it was longer. But it is weird, and that there's some from so far away. Like, even just the idea of you see all the coaches and players who are coming. They send out photos of their team planes in the morning. They'll get on it at 6 a.m. in Nebraska or East Lansing or somewhere close. Fly the private jet in, do the interviews in Indianapolis, and then jet home that night, right? Washington had a 4-hour flight. You know, like, Washington had to come the day before. Like, they had, it's just like, logistically, it's just like, man, like, they are really far away. And then also, 18 is a lot of people to talk to, man. 18 is a lot of teams. And one of the things we found is, like, we did a preseason poll, and Washington was 10th, and we heard from a bunch of Washington fans who were mad. And we're like, 10th out of 18 is pretty good. Like, you have to recalibrate yourself. Like, we're 10th. What an achievement. Because it is. You know, so it's just 18 is a big kind of unwieldy conference.
How long is it going to take to adjust to having so many teams in the Big Ten? Like, once upon a time, it actually was 10, then it was 11, then it was 14. Now it seems like it's an overwhelming number now.
Yeah, I think we all have to recalibrate. Like, we have to understand. We have to redefine success in a lot of ways. We have to understand that schedules really matter, right? When I was going through and, to predicting my order of finish, it's like Rutgers and Iowa have, really easy schedules compared to, like, maybe Wisconsin or somebody like that. And so you start doing things like, I think this team's going to have a better record. Do I think they're better? Maybe not. But if, Rutgers is not playing Penn State, Michigan, Ohio State, or Oregon, the 4 best teams in the Big Ten, well, they have a chance to have a good record, right? So I just think fans are going to be a little confused. They're going to be angry about a couple things, but we just can't do it the same way we always did, because in an 18-team league with no divisions, stuff's going to be out of whack. So we all have to help them, like, understand, like, hey, this is actually good, this is actually bad.
Doug Lemerese joining us right now on the hotline. So Ohio State picked to finish first, right, in the division, coming out of Big Ten Media Week, I guess you'd say. So we all have high expectations. They have the most NIL money, I think, in the country, and obviously a loaded team. So therefore, you kind of understand why the expectations are almost where they are every single year, whether it's Ryan Day, Urban Meyer, or Jim Tressel. With all of that said, I've noticed some people get very irritated anytime the term hot seat comes up with Ryan Day because of his insanely good record. Do you think, Doug, it's crazy to have hot seat be uttered after the name Ryan Day?
So, like, hot seat means fired, I guess, right?
Yep.
I mean, that's what that means. So, do I think Ryan Day could be fired at the end of this year? No, I really don't think that would happen. But the thing that I've talked about is, if Ohio State loses to Michigan for a fourth straight year, and then Ohio State doesn't win the national title, right? So, you, two goals, you fell short of both. No Michigan win, no national title. I just think it could become, like, untenable, right? That would Ross Bjork walk in as the new AD and say, that's it, you're out of here. No, I think the record's too good still. But maybe, like, everybody just thinks about things, right? Like, what are we doing here? I've always said, like, John Cooper could not go 2-10-1 against Michigan in this world, right? How could you live in the modern world with social media and all the attention and guys like us talking about it? It wouldn't be a pleasant life, right? So I think we may as well live in a world where Ohio State needs to beat Michigan this year. But that doesn't mean that I think it's 100% over if they don't. But obviously, as you guys all know, everybody knows, it's all, you know, Michigan's rebuilding and Ohio State's at a talent peak. So Ohio State really should beat them this year.
There's a lot of talk about how much money this team is worth, and that, you know, the athletic director said around $20 million to keep this team together. So with that being said, if Ryan Day doesn't beat Michigan and doesn't win the national championship, are boosters still going to be willing to invest that much money in a team that's coached by a guy that can't win the big one?
Yeah, I mean, it's a reasonable question, I suppose, because you really do rely on that in NIL in a more direct way than ever before. And so, you know, it's one of those things. Here's the thing, and, like, we're doing it right now, and it's fine, and I understand it. I don't like the idea necessarily that Ohio State is, like, really talented. They kept a lot of guys who could have gone to the NFL on the team. They have a great opportunity here, and, like, that's like a negative, right? That becomes like a, well, you better win, or it becomes a pressure thing. It's like, if for Ohio State fans who are listening to this right now, Ohio State has an opportunity to have an unbelievable season. They have a lot of talent. Nobody is better than them. And so, like, strap in and enjoy the ride. Like, this should be – but I just don't think Ohio State fans should think it of Denzel Burke and Jack Sawyer and Trevion Henderson and Emeka Abuka coming back and be like, oh, man, we better win. It should be like, yeah, let's go. Let's do this. We're awesome, because they really are talented. And if it goes as it could be the greatest season in the history of Ohio State football. Last year, I think, was the greatest season in the history of Michigan football. That's on the table for Ohio State. So, yeah, like, they got to do it, but they also have the chance to do it, which should be fun, because sports should be fun.
It should be fun, and it could be doubly fun if Ohio State ends up playing Michigan twice. It looks like this is now a possibility. I don't know if you'd consider it a distinct possibility. It's something that we played the audio from Michigan head coach Sherrone Moore last segment, that he relishes that thought of playing Ohio State twice. What do you think of that? What does that do to the rivalry going forward?
Yeah, we just all have to recalibrate again, right? Like, I think about a lot of stuff of, like, what would you tell Woody Hayes, right? Woody, hey, USC is in the Big Ten. What? Like, hey, Woody, Ohio State and Michigan could play twice or maybe even three times this year. Right, they could play in the Big Ten championship game and then maybe meet in the semifinals in the playoff. Like, that's all on the table. So I think the regular season game, when it's in somebody's house, is still a little more, right? And that's the one you know is coming. That's the one that's traditional. I still think that is jacked through the roof. People are going to go nuts. And then, you know, they could play in a parking lot in Toledo in May, and Ohio State and Michigan would want to kill each other. So the stakes will be high if it's in the postseason. And I just don't know that any Ohio State Michigan fan would turn down the chance to play their rival. So it's going to be different. It might be weird, but is there such a thing as too much Ohio State Michigan? You know, I might eat pizza for dinner tonight, but I love pizza. So I might eat it for dinner tomorrow too. I'm not going to be mad that I'm eating pizza for dinner tomorrow. So we just have to help people. Like, we have to help people get understand it and enjoy it, and not, like, can we can we really have Ohio State Michigan fans like be mad or sad about playing more? So it's weird, a little weird, but I think it has a chance to be awesome,
but
too.
The pizza analogy is a great one, but then, of course, you can also change the dates of when you order the pizza. So if Ohio State Michigan, let's say, for the next 2 years, battle in consecutive weeks, end of the season, then Big Ten championship, would that make them reconsider the scheduling of that regular season game?
I don't think you should change an important, integral, best part of the rivalry because maybe sometimes it could be a little bit weird. So I just think the last Saturday in November, end of the season, is a really vital part of what this rivalry is. You build up all year to it. And so, yeah, you might play back-to-back every now and then. And, yeah, that back-to-back game, listen, the two teams in the Big Ten title game, realistically, are probably almost guaranteed playoff spots. So that game, you know, would be a little bit different. But I wouldn't want to preemptively sort of affect the best part of the rivalry because maybe you could play. You know what I mean? I just think the last game is...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Really important to this, and so I would keep it and suck it up in the years when they do play back-to-back.
Obviously, this team is immensely talented, and the quarterback is one of the new faces on a team that has a lot of guys returning from last year's team. What are fair expectations for Will Howard in his first year in Columbus?
Don't mess it up. You know, be 10% better than Kyle McCord, who the quarterback play was just not up to the Ohio State standard last year, but, you know, they were a play away at the end of the game against Michigan. So be a point guard. They're going to run him. Chip Kelly is really going to help the Ohio State run game as the offensive coordinator. I think Ryan Day, if you're not C.J. Stroud, if you're not an NFL passer, then I do think Ohio State is interested in running the quarterback a little bit more. And so they got caught in between last year where the quarterback wasn't to the C.J. Stroud standard, but he wasn't really a runner at all. So Will Howard can run. I think they will use that. You know, he hasn't played to this level, hasn't played with this talent, but he's played a lot of games at Kansas State. So it's not a quarterback first team. This is going to be a defense-led team. And then, you know, they have two great running backs and a deep receiver room, and the quarterback just has to make the plays that are there. He doesn't have to be spectacular. And I think we have to remind ourselves, it's not a fantastic year for quarterbacks in college football as a whole. So you're not looking out there saying, man, we got to go through Caleb Williams or Trevor Lawrence or Joe Burrow or Tua Tagovailoa or Bryce Young to win a national championship. You know, Carson Beck is fine. Quinn Ewers is fine. But, like, the fact that Ohio State...
Dylan Gabriel?
I like the Oregon offense. I don't think Dylan Gabriel is as good as Bo Nix. I think it'll be a slight step down there. They're going to get the ball out of his hands, get the ball to playmakers. But, I mean, he's going to set the record for most college football starts. He's a sixth-year quarterback at Oregon. I don't think he's Trevor Lawrence. You know, I think it's a half step short of that. So I don't think they're going to get in a game where it's like, oh, man, this quarterback is going to pick us apart and our quarterback's not as good as him. I think it's a good year to have a pretty good but not great quarterback because I just don't think the whole sport is quite up there at QB.
And we are positive, Doug, I'm asking for speculation here, but we are positive that Will Howard is an upgrade over Kyle McCord, right?
I think the floor is higher, right? I think a little bit of like maybe take a few less sacks, you know, get the ball out of your hands and just, I think they'll use him a little bit differently. I think because he's experienced and he's been around the block, the floor is definitely higher. Maybe, and McCord might look good at Syracuse sometimes. He looked really good in the spring game, right? They might chuck it down the field and make some plays. But I think Ryan Day, game in and game out, will just breathe a little easier with Will Howard at quarterback.
Oregon comes to Columbus in 2026. Where should they put that giant duck when they're in town?
In your studios, and then you guys can drive the duck down to Columbus. Yeah, well, they just got to float it on the Olentangy, right? Right outside the stadium. Sometimes the Olentangy, the flow of the river is not real strong, but I think it should be enough to support. It's a rubber duck, right? It's not a duck made of steel, right? So they can put it on the Olentangy.
It is hilarious. I mean, seeing that thing at Big Ten Media Day,
it was awesome.
It was like watching the end of Ghostbusters.
Or Oregon has sizzle, right, which is good for the Big Ten, but they also have substance. So, like, it's so good to have Oregon in the Big Ten. I think it's great.
Yeah, we might be in trouble in track and field, though. I am a little nervous about that. Doug, I appreciate it as always, man.
Fellas, good talking to you.
All right, thank you very much. Doug Lemaurice, you can find him on Kings of the North. Terrific job. Terrific podcast that he does, always continues that great Ohio State coverage. All right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.